Welcome to Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is the Coast Zone 107.7 Triple M.
G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Thursday, 17th of June, and we spoke to the administrator, Mr. Rick Hart,
about
the referendum.
Do you do it?
Yes.
What's it going to cost?
Come on, mate.
Of course, what round are we in for the NRL?
We are round 15.
Round 15.
Oh, look, I misheard what you said. All I heard you say.
How many times?
We were supposed to get on Dylan Edwards from the Panthers.
And you were just so busy running to your car to get away. I said, did you hear me correctly? Yes.
All you said, get someone from Edwards. So I got Max from Edwards Family Butchery.
Yeah, well done.
And look, comedian Lindsay Webb. How funny was he?
What a crack up.
He's at the Comedy Festival this weekend, and that's starting from tomorrow. He's a really good lad. Have a listen to his chat coming up on our podcast. It is Thursday, the 17th of...
What month?
June.
June. We're Triple M.
Oh, I tell you. Okay. You think I'm putting a security camera...
What have you done there?
Police. You think I'm putting a security camera in because of something illegal activity going on at home?
Illegal or...
Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
Untoward.
Maybe untoward. But I decided the other day...
Are you going to lie in bed and watch your family?
No.
Just go, what are they up to?
Does anyone have those security cameras in your home?
You're going to have it aimed at your fridge, aren't you?
No.
Who is taking my cream caramels?
Oh, you know what? The other day, as you say, our kids are piranhas, and most kids are.
Oh, they just,
and so you hide things. And bloody Hannah, my daughter, I bought one of these. Oh, it was like, oh, I forget what it was, but it was a pastry. And, you know, you buy two in one of those containers. And one was for me, one was for Kirst, my wife. And so I ate one, and I hid it, and she found it and put a message on the top. She put something like,
gotcha
or something.
Don't hide it again.
And I don't know who it was. And I said, Hannah, did you write this on the top? She said, yeah, and she only left a little square, little rat bag. But
I've run out of hiding spots.
You
completely.
Do.
I need a new kitchen just because I've run out of hiding spots. Found a six-year-old standing on a chair up on the bench, standing there, reaching up to the top cupboard because she knew that was where I stashed it.
Do you do, though, in the freezer? Like if you buy, say, Wheat Bars or whatever, I hide them right at the back and put everything on top, like all the frozen veggies, and those mongrels at home, they will go
they
will find them. They've just got this sixth sense knowing something's hiding.
Yeah, find a soft, wet pack of peas that they've just not put back in the freezer.
Because they've gone searching.
Because they've gone so deep.
For the drumsticks you've hidden. They are leeches. Kids are leeches. That's what they are. You're bleeding us dry. Yeah.
So what are you hoping to catch?
Oh, right. Yeah. You know what I'm hoping to catch?
Yeah.
Well, because Bear, my dog, was accused of peeing downstairs. We have our doggy door.
Oh.
I reckon it's Taco. And then Curse, my wife, reckons it was Bear, my dog. And Bear doesn't do it because I've caught Taco.
Does it matter which dog it was?
Yes, because Bear, his great reputation was bought. His name was brought into question, and so I'm going to put a camera down there and catch out which mongrel dog is piddling downstairs.
So what are you going to do to the dog that's the offender?
Oh, nothing to the dog. I just want to know. Defend the name of my dog Bear.
Your favourite dog, did you say?
I didn't say that.
You did.
I just said
you alluded to.
I did not. I just want to defend poor
Bear.
Which
one's your favourite child? You got a favourite child as well?
Absolutely not. I only have favourite dog.
Okay.
But Bear's name was brought into disrepute because Curse reckons he was piddling downstairs.
Favourite wife?
Oh, there's a couple of them to choose from. But I'll let you know how it goes.
Okay.
And because, seriously,
okay.
It's Taco. Lay down there. It is Taco's because he's a lazy, godforsaken dog.
I feel for you when the footage shows that bear just lifting the leg. And you weep into the camera.
You know what I'll do? I'll delete it. That's what I'll do. Rick Hart, who's the administrator from Central Coast Council. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, Rick.
Good morning, guys.
Mate, what do you think? Greatest decade of rock for you? 70s, 80s, 90s, or the noughties, mate?
I'm going to stuff you up. 60s, mate.
Oh, stop it. Sack. Get out of here, mate.
No, that's it. That's
Come
it.
On. Did you used to rock? Which nightclub, when you went out as, say, 18 to 24, which nightclub did you go to?
Ah, good God, I can't remember that, but it was in New Zealand, and I'm not sure we had nightclubs in those days.
Didn't you?
Back in the 70s. They hadn't arrived, I don't think, at that point in time.
But you just rock up to a mate's house with a crate of long necks. That's how it went, wasn't it?
It was a crate of absolutely lion brown, absolutely top drink, mate. And space.
Would you have your chili bins full with that?
No, not really.
No, just a bush esky, just a crate with the beer in it. Bit of ice over the top.
And Bavaria Bitter was the other one around those days.
Is it still around in New Zealand?
No, Bavaria Bitter's gone, but Lion Brown's still around. Obviously, Lion Breweries are still going strong. But, some of the old drinks.
I remember going to Wellington once, so I was drinking a lot of a beer called Tui.
Yeah, that's the Tui, yeah.
Is that still around?
Oh, hell yeah. Have you seen the Tui ads? They're fantastic.
What is
Tui
that?
Tui ads are beautiful, mate.
Well, Rick Hart, we've got Rick Hart, Administrator of the Central Coast Council.
What's talking about anything but council.
What is that lemon drink that the kids love? It's a lemon. It's in the brown bottle. What's that
lemon
one?
Lemon and Pyroa.
What is it called? What is it called?
Pyroa.
Pyroa. Okay.
Yeah, lemon and Pyroa. And it's made in a town called Pyroa. Yeah, and on North Island.
And it's a soft drink, isn't it?
It's a soft drink, yeah. There's no alcohol in that one.
Yeah. All right, well, that's all we've got time for. Rick, thanks for joining us, mate.
That's all right. That's much more important than council business.
No. Yeah, correct.
We do want to ask you.
Yeah, we do need to ask. Paddy's banging on about whether or not we need a referendum.
Now, how's the referendum? Now, the referendum to determine council numbers is going to proceed this September. How is it going to work? How are we going to do it?
Very simple. It's just that the local government elections right across New South Wales are taking place on the 4th of September this year. There won't be an election for councillors, but there will be a referendum, which is much the same sort of thing. You've got to go in. It's compulsory, just as all voting is. And you tick a box, it'll be yes, do you agree to the proposal to reduce the number of councillors from 15 to 9 and 3 wards, or do you say no? And it's as simple as that.
Can you say I don't care?
No.
Right, okay, so it's a yes or no. I'm just questioning, because a lot of people will go, I really don't want to spend a Saturday going in to have to vote in a referendum that may not mean a lot to me.
Yes, that's always a risk. I would have to say that the expectation is that the probably turnout will be a bit lower, but bear in mind, it's still compulsory and people can still get potentially fined if they don't vote, just as in any election in Australia.
So we're spending all this money to ask one question.
Yes, and yes, it does sound like a lot of money. It's costing $1.75 million, which in a sense is a lot of money.
Geez, I could do a whip round. Just give me half that. I'll do a whip round and ask everyone. I'll let you know what they reckon.
Couldn't they have done like something online? Like, because that was my thing. Like, it's all about cost cutting and everything with the council. And you go $1.75 million to ask one question. Do you want council numbers from 15 to 9? Now, I'd say go to 9, but couldn't they have done a web page, got a web page, and still made it compulsory? You know, like we did the census and all that sort of stuff. Wouldn't it have been cheaper doing it that way?
Absolutely. And we tried to do that, but neither of the providers are able to do it. The technology for the New South Wales Electoral Commission, which is the normal people who would run the election and the referendum, they're not capable of doing that yet. And it's not also, I understand, there's some legislative things that are yet not in place. It's heading that way. There's no question about it, but it's not going to be available for this round of local government elections. But clearly it's the way for the future.
That's a lot of bloody money for
question. When you're spending that sort of money to ask, as Paddy said, one question, you want to, as a voter, you want to get your answer right, or as right as you can, because you don't want to just be doing it for nothing. Is there going to be information available to people for pros and cons of either side
of the 15
of the
or 9
story? Yeah.
Yes, there will be. Clearly, we'll be putting out the options and what the benefits are. But, you know, if you think about it, $1.75 million as a one-off to get the answer. And if you think that the savings in terms of what 9 councillors will cost versus what 15 councillors will cost, that will be considerable just alone. And that then goes on for year after year. Savings. Mm.
Yeah. In a situation like that, they've really got to look at that in long term, because I'm sure there's agencies, or you could outsource something from these web people who build these websites to get it.
Maybe the sweet spot's 12, because, you know, they do have 12 in a jury.
Nine's the optimum number. Three wards is probably the optimum thing for the Central Coast. It breaks up the north-south sort of issues, and you get 9, hopefully, very good people. and who hopefully will work more in a cooperative board-like manner as opposed to a parliament, which is what's been happening up till now.
Now, also, you've got the community voice helping develop the first region of region-wide skate park strategy. I think it's a good idea because I know my boy Cal loves skating and you see all the skate parks. I reckon it's great, gets the kids out there doing stuff. And what's the skate park strategy, Rick?
Now, the skate park strategy is just that. It's to set the long-term direction for skate park development and management of them across the Central Coast. We've got quite a number already, but it will be in the short term. We are including the development of a couple of new ones. There'll be a regional skate park at Yumina Beach and Lake Munmora. There's two places there'll be skate parks within the next couple of years. We've budgeted for those, so they'll be going ahead, and there'll be upgrades to some of the other parks that already exist.
Yeah, I see.
Paddy might want to learn to drop into a half pipe, one of these skate pipes. He was saying he's pretty keen to have a go.
Rick?
No.
they're doing a new one at Paddycliffe Noble. The council are doing that.
What could go wrong, Paddy?
Oh, Rick. I'll speak to him during the ad break. I will. All right, mate. So that's what's been cracking with the council. Thanks again for joining us and letting us know that you were going to go for the 70s.
Yeah, the 70s. Just...
the greatest decade of rock.
Yeah, we'll just round up.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Prostate cancer is a serious thing.
Yeah, and that's right.
But there is, where's the number? 17,000 men diagnosed each year with prostate cancer. One in six likely to be diagnosed by the age of 85. One in six men will have prostate cancer.
And, you know, it's not all just about the finger up the coit.
We'll have
because,
had it. No, it's all a blood test.
Yeah, because people think you talk about that. People go, oh, yeah, finger up the date. But it's blood test.
Yeah. They stopped you going in for the finger, didn't they?
Yeah, I know. I said that every week. Paddy, oh, again, another test? Yes,
there he
please.
Is. There he is. I know. When you started turning up with just
sorry,
the jacket.
Sorry, Dr. Dean. Yeah. Sorry, Paddy. Sorry, Dr. Dean.
But so take your jacket off, Paddy. It's hot in the waiting room. No, I can't, Doc. Not until I get in there.
Yeah.
Anyway. By 2040, there's going to be a 60% increase, I reckon. By 2040.
Why?
In cases
what,
of...
Because is it diet or something?
Mate, if they knew why, they'd probably be able to stop it.
Damn straight.
But at the moment, there's something going on just to raise awareness because it is Men's Health Week. 14th to 20th of June. So we're halfway through it, so you've missed half of it. But you can do a bit for it.
Yeah.
And that's just to raise awareness around prostate cancer and men's health is by doing sit-ups.
Oh, is that why you dropped dead? Wasn't 50.
It was sludgy. 45.
How many?
It was 45.
Now hang on. You started with five, then you go, oh, my groin.
No.
Tick, oh, my back. Oh, my upper back. Oh, my shoulder. And I'm there, shut up and just do them, pal.
What does it say, 45?
45 a day.
45 sit-ups.
How long for?
Simply commit to 45 sit-ups a
day. Do it a day.
Show us your best sit-up by sharing your photos. Mm-hmm. Hashtag sit-up45.
Yep.
And
if you had a body like Chris Hemsworth, do it, but not yours.
You know what? The first 10 are a piece of cake. And the secret to doing them is to stick your toes under something.
Yeah,
because the top end of my rig
leverage.
Is getting heavier and heavier by the week. And if you don't have anything holding your toes down, it's really hard to get up.
Yeah, see, that's a good idea. Yeah, get leverage.
So, yeah, lock your toes in. Away you go.
Hey, and speak about Men's Health Week too, Rob. We're going to speak with Gus Wallen. Of course, Gussie from our Triple M stable.
I've realised why it's 45 now.
Why is it?
Because 45 men are diagnosed every day.
Mate, that's huge.
Every day.
Prostate cancer.
Yeah.
That's massive. And guys, as you said, you go to the doctors or you go and get a blood test.
Blood test, simple.
Simple. That's how easy
look
it is.
Look after yourself. Yeah. Because, you know, a doctor's appointment doesn't have to be all dread and awe. You just go and say, hey, look, let's just look ourselves over, shall we?
Yeah, gone are those good days. Whoop. Well, the Entrance Comedy Festivus is coming to the Entrance Lake House 3 days only. So it's tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday.
Just to tear it up and have a few laughs.
And I'm glad this bloke is appearing because there's a few things we want to talk about Guinness World Records.
Yeah.
Something that we failed.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it is Lindsay Webb. He joins us this morning, appearing at the entrance. G'day, mate.
Oh, hello. I'm pretty excited about tomorrow. Pretty excited.
Going to be bloody good. It's good to see comedy back on the Central Coast, Lindsay.
Mate, it's just good to see comedy back in general. We didn't have a good year last year.
Yeah,
no,
mate.
Yeah, pretty hard to be funny when you're locked out of everywhere.
Look, we don't want to talk about comedy. We want to talk because Rob and I, first of all, what we wanted to do, we wanted to walk 60 dogs and our bosses said, no, we weren't allowed to do that, have the most dog walking.
Yeah.
And then we had three stupid world record attempts that we failed.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had awful. To stack 20 rolls, 26 rolls of toilet paper we had to stack in 30 seconds. Fail. We had to stick.
That's a COVID castle.
Yes, that's what it was. That's right. We couldn't get 26. We were lined up super yeah. over the bloody days.
Yeah, exactly. It was. You could not find a poo ticket for love nor money.
And we did this other one, eating the most saladas. That was terrible.
Oh, yeah, it was hopeless. I got
what
through
was the
three.
Other
and the other
we
one
did?
Was sticking post-it notes on your face.
Post, yeah. Like we got the forehead. We got a forehead the size of the yeah. sail on the Opera House and couldn't get them. It was just awful.
And Paddy sweats just a little bit, mind you. But they didn't stick real well.
But you, my yeah. good friend, you have got a Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah, everyone's got one of those, I think. I you guys might be the only two left that don't have one.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, don't
thanks,
rub it in,
play
mate.
On.
Come on, mate.
I'm kidding. Mine was a lot more difficult than those ones, and I don't know quite how I did it, but I did the longest solo show by an individual doing comedy, and I did 38 hours and 6 minutes.
How did you do it?
What a challenge.
Really well. I did it with a good support team. I was actually an installation at the Gallery of Modern Art in Brisbane for the weekend. I did it in 2009, and I did it for charity. I did it for the Abused Children's Trust, or Act for Kids, that they're called now, because I wanted to give something back to comedy because it had given me a full-time career even back then. So. Yeah. It was a great deal of fun. The support crew is what got me through it. I do 120 minutes of comedy, and then I was allowed to have a 10-minute break. That's the rules from the official rules from Guinness.
Yeah.
Quick stretch of the legs, quick wee, and back into it.
Did you get to change your audience over?
Some people came and went, and I didn't like those people because they'd go home and sleep and shower and come back looking fresh, and I really put the hatred down on those people. But some crazy, wonderful, amazing humans stayed for the entire thing.
Oh.
I mean, they should have got a Guinness World Record themselves.
Yeah, that's right.
Listening
putting
to
up with you for how many? 36 hours?
38 hours. Yeah. 6 minutes.
In that case, my wife deserves about 100 of them.
Lindsay, we did a 24-hour broadcast, but that was with songs, and I was delirious, and I'm stupid. I'm like that anyway.
Yeah.
But to stand up there on stage and deliver for 38 hours, 6 minutes, that is a Herculean task.
I'm pretty sure I destroyed my brain twice and rebuilt it myself. So it was an interesting process throughout the entire time. I was just spurred on. Once you get close to achieving the goal, you think, oh, I've actually got a Guinness World Record in sight. And I was pretty excited for the charity. The charity people confessed to me after we'd done the whole thing. So they organised all the volunteers to do the door and, you know, in the back of house stuff. They confessed to me afterwards that at all of the meetings that we'd had leading into doing this, that they were certain that I wasn't going to be able to do it and didn't roster anyone past 8 hours to start with, then panicked during the event going, he's not stopping.
That's a classic. You're not going to have to break any records this weekend at the entrance, though, because it's just 3 days of fun-filled action.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to it, guys. You know, tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, I'm doing shows during the day and at night time. And on Sunday, if you feel like coming down and saying something nice, it's my birthday on Sunday, so I'll be working hard for the locals on my birthday.
So make sure you do it.
Come say hi.
The Entrance Lake House, 3 days only. Get your tickets at sydneycomedyclub.com.au.
You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers, download the Listener app.
We're talking LISTNR.
Yep. And if you favourite Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.